Just out of curiosity, what's your second line therapy in a patient who has R squared up front?
BR, bendamustine rituximab. Yeah. Well, I should mention, sorry, it depends on the length of remission. So patients get lenalidomide rituximab and they get 5 or 6 years and they have a fairly low volume relapse. Actually, I'll just do rituximab alone or obinutuzumab as a single agent. But if they relapse with bulky disease or symptomatic, usually bendamustine.
We were talking about obinutuzumab before. Where are we at looking at lenalidomide obinutuzumab? I don't know if there's a short name for that.
Not yet. I'm sure we'll come up with something.
Not like R squared, huh?
So we have ongoing studies both in the relapsed and the front line with lenalidomide obinutuzumab. We're doing these at MD Anderson, and I think we now have around 57 out of our 60 patients enrolled in the relapse setting, and I hope hopefully be able to present this at the coming ASCO, lenalidomide obinutuzumab. We also have a frontline trial that's enrolling patients, and again, hopefully this is kind of the next generation using a little bit better antibody.
I guess you wouldn't see phase three R squared versus obinutuzumab lenalidomide, would you?
Somebody might do it. It probably won't be me. Although you never know. Maybe you and I'll be talking here 20 years later.